somebody else's parents.
Can you? You know who's?
I'm pretty sure it's Carol.
402 that's dialed in. Is that you, Carol?
Carol Hagen. Yes, thank you.
And hopefully, please, if everybody didn't, make sure if you're here that you signed in, and so that you have a so that the city has a record of that. With that, I'll go off of that clock there. So we got 2 minutes. So we're going to go off on Amanda's phone. Thank you. It is now 6:30 p.m. This regular meeting of the Springfield City Council will come to order. Again, this meeting is being recorded, and please silence any cell phone. For those that can join me, please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. Finance Officer Caldwell.
Birch.
Peach.
Here.
Gudens.
Here.
Mueller.
Here.
Okay, so we have 3 present and 1 absent. So we do have a quorum, and this regular meeting is now in session. The first item on the agenda is the review and approval of tonight's agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as is.
Second.
Okay. So the chair will make a motion and Steve has seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And 1 absent. So our agenda is set for the evening. Next item up is the minutes from the August 3 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the 3 August meeting as presented.
I second.
Larry made the motion to accept the minutes of the August 3, 2026 regular meeting as presented, seconded by Cheryl. Any other discussion or comments? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Next item are the claims.
I'll make a motion to approve the claims as stated.
I'll second.
Okay, so Steve made the motion. Larry has seconded to accept the claims as presented. Any further discussion, comments, or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And 1 absent, so the claims are. Next up is the Finance Officer's report for August 2026.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Have a couple more outstanding compared to normal for tech, but that's typically due to some of the depressed text.
Refresh my memory, please. What does MMSA stand for?
The Money Market Savings Account.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the finance officer's report for the month of August of 2020.
I'll second.
Okay, so Steve made the motions, and Larry has seconded to accept the finance officer's report for the month of August 2026 as presented. Any additional discussion or question? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And the finance officer's report is accepted. We have no donations tonight to address. The next item up is public comment. Public comment is an opportunity for individuals to address the common council. Speakers are allowed to have 3 minutes each. Comments. We during public comment portion of the agenda may address any topic. All remarks should be respectful. Please state your name and your residence if you wish to make a public comment and do so from the podium. Or if you're online, please raise your hand so that we know you wish to make a comment.
James Burkett, reside at 502 11th Street, just Blossom Park. I appreciate the opportunity to come down here and address something I heard from the last meeting. I'm responding to Alderman Mueller's comments about Blossom Park around the 49th minute from last month. The transcript is as follows. Start on Paulson's Park 2 because there's a lot of it. It isn't a trailer park, not an RV park. And we need to turn around and enforce that too, because if I understand it by reading that actually every one of those RVs, they're homes or people live there. It's not trailers. Understand by reading that actually every one of those RVs are not supposed to, or trailers, whatever the heck you want to call it. And then I believe you were cut off by the Mosley Bowl, and that was the end of that. Subsequently, I didn't have this transcript, but I heard about it. I saw you on, I approached you on the street and asked for a clarification. You looked at me, sir, and you stated it was about cleaning up the RV spots specifically, not the removal. And I told you, I'm in charge of cleaning these RV spots, and that you could look around, and if you thought something was out of repair, let me know. But subsequently, within an hour, you drove by, and I saw you drove by, I waved at you, but you didn't respond, might not have noticed me. Hopefully you found that acceptable, because the two statements are not matching up. My last comment, these RVs, trailers, whatever you want to call them, they're at home for some of the most at-risk people in the population. We have Native Americans that live there. And these people are at risk and vulnerable. And if you want to start throwing people out just haphazardly because of a feud with Mr. Paulson, and I'm not here to defend Mr. Paulson. He's a big boy, pun intended. He can take care of himself. But if this is going to escalate into some other stuff, and I worked with people at the Bishop Dudley House in Sioux Falls, and my daughter was 3 decades in the social services in Sioux Falls, we have to be careful because there's not alternative housing for these people, okay? Whether it's one person or 100,000 in L.A., one is too much. Do you have a room that you want to start renting people or helping people live in that are at risk? I don't think so. So I'm going to need you to clarify at some point whether it's about cleaning up the RV spots or throwing people out on their ass. Because I'm not here to call you a liar until you respond, because these two statements don't match up. I have the means to move to Yankton because I'm a seasonal, but I have a resident here in Springfield recognized by the state of South Dakota and Bonham County. I have the means that I can move. I like it here. I have family north and south. So that's what I have. And I'll be interested in your comments or the board's comments moving forward. But be very careful when you just start haphazardly talking about just evicting people. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any additional public comments, either in the room or online?
My name is William F. Paulson. Lifelong local of Springfield, South Dakota. I haven't been here since May. Figured we'd have a good summer. I was going to come in August, but headed to the rally early to beat the rain. While I was out there, I heard Scotty Boy still beating the drum by himself, trying to get any of you to engage in shit-talking session about Ritchie Park. Cheryl, you asked about dates of letters. Caitlin answered no. If you wanted to add anything, Larry didn't say shit. But carpetbagger of the year, bitch-ass Squeaky Steve, had plenty to say, didn't you? Said so much you accidentally spilled the beans on what you cocksuckers say behind the scenes about Paulson Park. Yeah, you ran your dumb fucking mouth about Paulson Park. You're a fucking nagging bitch, Squeaky Steve. You didn't even turn in a fucking petition. You're going to be gone soon. What the fuck are you doing talking shit anyways? You're a fucking trash. You're on your way out. You're the dumbest one up here. You're by far the creepiest. You walk around town and stand and stare into people's yards like a fucking weirdo. Fuck you and the My Little Pony horse you rode in on, you fucking cocksucker. Scotty Boy, for being such a nosy control freak, you didn't notice the progress at Ritchie Park. What did I tell you the morning before you left, before your guys' last meeting? I was going to put an RV over there and write fuck Scott Costa on it, which is why you mentioned it not being an acceptable purpose for the property. So I decided to park it in other places throughout town. You might have seen it out front. I also said you're getting another lawsuit in the next 2 months. All of you, except Larry, is almost done here. Are any of you going to stand up to this little fucker? You're going to get destroyed in November, Scotty Boy. Larry, you ought to just follow his ass out the fucking door, because that's all you've done up to this point anyways. Just get the fuck out, man. You're a disappointment. I'm not the only one that feels this way. Huge disappointment. In all sincerity, Scotty Boy, if you weren't such a little control freak weirdo, you could have been mayor as long as you wanted, but you chose war, and now you're going to get flames. We're now at the point of no return. This all could have been avoided, and most importantly, you all failed. You either weren't paying attention, you didn't care, or you enabled this little prick. Either way, you're gone soon. And my thoughts on this is there's going to be a whole lot of new people coming in here, and I ain't fucking slowing down. I told you in the paper. I was going to set a new standard and a new bar, and I've done that because you haven't let up, and I ain't going to fucking let up. And if these guys that want to come in that are going to replace you people want to continue, it'll be their names on the fucking RVs. It'll be their names in the future litigation. So fucking try me because I'm sick of it. You're just a little cotton sucker, Scotty Boy. You rat-fucked everybody in this town, and the rednecks, the bar crowd, the trailer trash, the Dutch Mafia, and everybody in between, you rat fuck behind the scenes and bite your ass in the fucking, it's going to bite your ass come November, buddy. You're going to be out come January and you'll be a fucking fart in the wind. No, you're just going to be another obscurity. You go back to your fucking sedimentation scan, you motherfuckers.
All right. Any other comments, please? And again, state your name and your residence.
Debbie Stein. I live at 705 Lakeview Circle Drive. Okay. I am here to first thank you guys for being and doing the work that you do. I know it's not easy. I had a father-in-law who also sat on the city council for many years. So thank you for your work, your efforts, regardless of what some people think. In regards to the recreational vehicle that was mentioned, has been parked up city streets in the past few days, I am greatly offended by the language there. printed on the vehicle. And I've spoken to other members in the community who also are not happy and are offended by this. This thing was parked at the city pool on Saturday afternoon when the children, 10 and under, were present. Do you think they need to see that type of language? You can make your point without using profanity. I agree with freedom of speech. I know it's been granted under our government for all of us. There are also community standards to be considered. I am asking our city council, is there something that can be done to keep this display of objectionable wording language off our city streets? I am concerned for the youth, children, and our community seeing this type of behavior. Profanity is not necessary to get your point across. Thank you for allowing me to bring this to you. I've called some of you with this and spoken to you. I hope there is an ordinance or something that can be brought forward to stop this behavior. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Is there anyone else that would like to make a public comment?
Carol Hagen.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
712 Lakeview Circle Drive. I want to echo the comments that Deb made. Personally, I find and am greatly ashamed that we have this kind of display on our streets, and this is what Springfield may become known for. It's not what this community stands for. The values being expressed by other members of our community do not reflect the majority of the people in our community. And as I've stated before, I don't always agree with the decisions of the council, but that's a democracy. And I appreciate everything that our council people do and our city employees. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Any additional public comments? All right, seeing none, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. Just official correspondence, we received none the past month. Our capital improvement projects at this point, the water plant has wound down and we're working on the 11th Street project, so the remainder of that. Let's see, start to see something here within the next month or two. I'm sorry. We have your department.
It's all in there, but the only thing that I was going to add is that we have a project boundary fence, which is in cooperation with Florida State University. We do that, or we have done it the last couple of years. They just come in and double-check the security for our IT. So we'll meet with them tomorrow about doing that again for 20 minutes.
And, again, project boundary defense, cyber defense, cyber protection issue. This will be our third year. There's a couple of things down on there. As you can see, we had two new volunteers join the ambulance department. That is good. The swimming pool is the last day will be September 6th, at which point it will be drained. And we do have the notice for bidders out for the recreational trails program. That's from the grant that we received from Game Fish and Parks. We'll discuss that, I think, a little bit more as we will end up where, you know, we're going to have a special meeting later in September to address the budget, second reading of the budget. So we'll also be addressing the bids for the trail rehab at that point in time as well. Migration has been ongoing. And with that, she said you can see the remainder of yourself. And there is cyber training that a number of the city staff are going to attend in Wagner on Wednesday, September 30th. So the finance office, which is normally closed to the public on that Wednesday morning, they will be attending that training. Yep, and we will have an authorization later for the training.
Okay. We have confirmation. Is it two trees, the individual that's coming in with cell phones?
Yes, on the 9th.
On the 9th?
Yep, we're going to go on.
Is that first thing in the morning?
It is whenever you'd like to come in.
Do one alibi there. Kelly was recertified, and she is here as a librarian through the state again, so that is good. And they had a very successful talk with an author regards World War II topic. Something for us to be able to do. All right, next up, personnel policy manual. This is under old business, so we're back to the personnel policy manual, section 5. Four.
Within the packet. So you have it in the packet in front of you.
We need to make a motion to bring it back. Did we table it last meeting?
Yes.
I make a motion to bring it back.
So Cheryl's made the motion, and Larry has seconded to pick up the personnel policy manual section 4.12, residency required, from the table. Any further discussion or questions? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. That passes. So it is now off the table and open for discussion.
Okay. So that should be on page 22 and a little bit onto 23 of your packet. And based off of what we had discussed at the last meeting, maybe those changes.
I have no concerns with it.
I'm comfortable with what I say.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay. Is there any further comment or discussion on that? Since this is if not, then is there a motion to accept policy PP 4.12 residency requirements as presented here?
I'll make a motion to accept the personal policy manual section Papa Papa 4.12 residence requirement as presented.
I'll second. Okay, so Steve's made the motion and Larry seconded to accept personal policy manual section PP 4.12 residency requirement as presented. Any additional discussion? Or none. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That passes. The next item would be PP 4.13, which is employment of relatives.
That was part of section 4, but inadvertently missed from the last time. So putting it in there, so it can be formally.
I make a motion to approve policy 4.13, employee and relatives.
Second.
Okay. So Cheryl made the motion. Steve has seconded to accept personnel policy manual section PP 4.13, employment of relatives, parentheses, nepotism as presented. Any additional discussion, comments, or questions from the council? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
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 No opposed, nay. One absent. So that passes. That will be added to the policy manual. Abandoned properties. So as far as the Jones property, not much motion the last month. After the Tom Leach was here to survey, there is kind of an odd shape to one of the lots. There's about a 6-foot offset that makes things a little bit interesting on where the old theater was. So we've got to kind of figure out where that sits and if we can correct that. Doing that, there he is. There probably was a different building there at one point in time, and it had an outside staircase. So the backside is 6 foot over, which makes it kind of odd. He did survey the other property, so there are some orange marks to identify that property. And then so that we can continue to move forward with getting some of that done. The trailer, better think where we are with the trailer.
At this point, I've just got to take the stuff up to the courthouse, and we should be good to go.
So, and that's to get the trailer transferred to the city. We technically bought it. Street department would like to use it. So, getting the title from Missouri, and it's been a challenging exercise for the finance department. So. For the fall festival, on this particular one, there's been a couple of requests to do a couple things. For one, the old gas building clearly is in a dangerous sort, so let them know not to have anything in there and have that kind of sectioned off so that we don't have anything come up to that. As far as the theater building, which is safe, they're just asking unless something is said otherwise, they would like to do some painting on the windows just to kind of dress it up a little bit for the fall and take care of that. So we'll do another check just to make sure that's fine, but that should be okay for them to put a little fall colors on there so that it's a little bit more of a background. Maybe we'll paint some.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
You said something about, what is it, 6 feet? Now, as the building goes like this, is it 6 feet like this, or is it 6 feet in? Do you know?
It's 6 feet to the east. So we're trying to determine how all that goes behind where the dentist's office is now. That's kind of where that offset is. So that's what's on the records for the property.
Okay.
So got to track that down and see if that's true. Then can we correct it somehow with the neighboring property and move on, or?
And you said something about that the street department wants to use that trailer?
Yes.
For what?
It's a general trailer. It's in pretty good shape.
Okay.
So it came to us pretty cheap. It's in good shape. Some tires, and then I'll use it for lawnmowers, some of that kind of stuff. It's a pretty good trailer.
Oh, okay.
I have a question.
At the fall fest meeting on Monday night, we did discuss that the old gas building. They said that the city was going to paint that window or somehow to cover up that window so you can't see in there and look into it.
Yeah, we'll work on something to cover it. We're not gonna touch it. That one's cracked.
Yeah.
Probably is what is holding up the facade.
But like, you can't just like spray paint it black.
We'll figure something out to at least get that covered in the door. There's just something on the outside.
And then we talked about putting the porta pots in front of that building. Yeah. Was that?
Yeah, that's something.
That's not going to be like too close, or?
No, actually, I discussed that with Kenzie. That would be a good way to kind of block off the particular front too, so that it sections it off so people can't get close to the building. So.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we were all.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the window being cracked and maybe one of the few things holding up the front. So, and then if we paint it and then we can't see inside to see if there's any changes. So, but we'll cover it somehow so it's something fits. Okay. Any other comments on that? All right. So next item that we're still tracking, that's the formal nuisance property on city books, what we'll call the former Richie property. Just based on observations here today and in the last week, as far as the items that were nuisance, there's been a little bit, but not really any additional cleanup since then. So we're still sitting on essentially where it's been for about 3 months. A little bit of brush. It has been mowed. Continues to be mowed, but beyond that, nothing really going on as far as the nuisance items that are there.
Like what?
The removal of the buildings, the removal of the subterranean.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're doing, right? You know, last time I stuck around and this was on the agenda, it was January, and I thought it was appropriate for me to stick around this month. Because what did I tell you the last time I was here in January?
You're a property owner.
Yeah.
Can you please state that for the record?
Of course I am, you fucking idiot. Why do you do shit like that? That's why people don't like you. Fucking cocksucker. You wonder why. Jesus Christ, that boy. Anyways, when I was here in January, I don't know if you recall what I said to you guys. I was going to come back with a lawsuit, right? Call that? That's what I'm here to tell you again. Could be a multi-million dollar lawsuit coming down the pipe in weeks. Yeah, laugh, Bo. I ain't fucking done with you yet either, bald motherfucker. Fuck every one of you. So what else you guys got, boy? We get to hear Squeaky Steve nag on and on about, we need to get it tough on Paulson's Park. Whatever the fuck that shit was last month. What do you got? Come on, you're the one that wants it on here.
It's on here.
Yeah. And what about the electrical infrastructure that's being worked on? You know anything about that?
Please update us.
Why? You claim to know everything, Scotty boy. Right. What about that shit, man?
All right. If there's nothing else, then
we'll... Has anybody else got anything to fucking add in this shit or what? You send me another letter I can wipe my ass with? Send me more than one. Okay, little weasel. What else you got? I'm going to start sticking around every fucking time it's on there. I'll go back with another federal lawsuit, you fucker.
So at this point in time, there's been very little progress on the nuisance.
Why don't you come over here and check it out? Why don't you come on over there? I'm sending up. Olive branch, he's got it, boy.
Moving on.
All right.
To the next subject.
I'll put another camp over there. You like this one.
But thank you for being the owner and being able to address the council with
any problems,
any actions. All right. Next item, we're moving on to the new business. Are the election rates. I'll turn that over to the finance office.
We'll see on page 25 of the packet, I have put on top is the breakdown for the rates for the training election day canvas. Everything's covered under there, including the bills, publishing, that type of thing. So on this sheet, there are the two items, the rates and the actual board, but I'd like to have two separate options. And just FYI, last year we have, for 2025, about $11.50 was spent on election. I did amend some of them dependent because of the stock last year and raising the rates for the day of and that. So I did increase those for that discussion and brought it up to a total of 14.
I make a motion to accept the election rates as presented.
Second that. Okay, so Cheryl has made the motion, seconded by Larry, to accept the November 3, 2026 election rates as presented. Any other discussion or comments from the council? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. The next item then is the actual election board.
Like I said, that's on the bottom part of page 25. And thank you to each of those ladies that stepped up to help me out.
I'll make a motion to approve the November 3rd, 2026 election board as.
I'll second.
Steve made the motion to accept the November 3rd, 2026 election board as presented, seconded by Larry. Any additional comments, questions, or discussion by the council? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. The motion passes. So the election rates and officials are set for the November election. Next item up, resolution 2026-05, amending the water treatment plant budget. Turn that to the finance officer.
Sorry, you get a lot of me tonight. This is just the resolution amending the water plant budget. Just because last year, about this time when we were creating the budget, you know, construction and timing didn't necessarily flow the way that we had hoped. So when you look back at page 13 in your packet, it's the revenue report. And the very top line is the USDA grant, which is the money that we can obviously receive from RDU. We figured that there was about $250 or $250,000 left on that. But like I said, due to construction and timing, it ended up being more. So the resolution is basically asking to use $100,000 of those funds to amend the budget to cover the expenses.
Any questions or comments?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2026-05 for the new water treatment budget report.
I'll second.
Okay, so Larry's made the motion. Cheryl has seconded to amend or to accept, I'm sorry, resolution 2026-05 amending the water treatment plant budget as presented. Any additional discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And one absent, so that motion carries, so that funds movement will occur. Next up is ordinance 626-2027, which is budget appropriations. This is the first reading, and this being the first reading of an ordinance, we'll go through the stages. Council, we'll have the floor at first, and then it will be open to public discussion, public comment, I should say, not discussion, and then it will be closed and back to the council before any action. So I will turn that over to the finance officer as well.
So you'll find that on pages 27 and 28, as we have discussed before. We have kind of gone through and broken down each of the line items and all the budget.
So there's been no change since the budget meeting that we had a couple weeks ago. So if there's no discussion from the council at this point, I will open it up for public comment. If you do wish to make a comment specifically on the budget, by a member of the public, please again state your name and address and provide your comment specific to the first reading of this budget. Hearing no comments from the public, I'll close that portion and return it to the council for discussion. Okay, hearing no discussion from the council, then we will move on to vote. I believe we can do this as the first reading as a
disappointed.
That being said, all those in favor,
do we need a motion?
Yeah. We need a motion. So either accept, table, postpone, or deny the first reading.
I make a motion that we accept for first reading of the Ordinance 626 2027 budget.
I'll second.
Okay. So Cheryl's made the motion, Larry seconded to accept the first reading of the Ordinance 626 2027 budget appropriations as presented. Any final council discussion, questions, or comments? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So first reading passes as presented. Next item then will be set up the special date for the second reading. I'll explain this a little bit. So we have just provided what's required by state law, so we made the first reading in September. Second reading normally is done prior to the 1st of October so that the budget is passed. I will let Amanda go into that a little bit more and have early dates, and we have a special meeting that will address not only the second reading of the budget, but then we'll also likely address the bid for the trail.
So basically, the second reading or the such of the budget needs to be done prior to the October 1st codified law outlining that the tax levy needs to be submitted. So that is why we need to have a second or a special meeting, as well as, like Scott mentioned, recreational trails program or project, I should say. That bid is open currently, goes to September 14th, with the closing at 3 p.m. Per our engineer's request, he was hoping that we could have the opening the 15th or after, hopefully, preferably in that week, and whether it's a daytime evening.
So the 15th is his requested.
At least the 15th.
At least.
So not the 14th, the day that it closes. But
okay, the 15th. So the day after the bid's closed. So the trail rehab bid closes on the 14th. So the 15th of September is the earliest day that we could do this meeting and address that. And we would like to get that done so we can get it done and hopefully get it done this year. And then as far as the budget is concerned, we would be right in that. We would be our requirement for our 10 days from here. So are there any preferences?
It's going to be difficult for me because I'm not quite too sure if I'm going to be hauling grain or anything. But
would an evening work better for you?
I'm going to say yes. But I'll find out more next Tuesday as to pretty much what my next schedule is, because I'm going to be, right now they're hauling corn down to Plainview. So, yes, in the evening would be better for me. But if I have to call in, I guess I could pull off or tell the boss that I have a meeting, say like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it shouldn't take what, more than 15-20 minutes at the most.
You said you'll know
this
more.
Is Carol Hagan, may I make a comment?
I'm sorry, Carol. It is not open for public comment. The council is discussing the date of the meeting.
That's what I want to address, is the date of the meeting.
Carol, the floor has not been open. It's the council's decision when they'll have their meeting.
Okay, thank you.
And yes, I should know
Tuesday
at the earliest.
Can we make a
motion to have a meeting tentatively set between September 15th and September 18th based on once we find out, and Caitlin's not here either, and both of you have outside employment. Can we do a motion similar to something to that fact?
That's usually pretty broad, but
I know it's broad. That's why I'm asking the question. Because we're not going to, you're not going to know definite. Caitlin's not here to give us a definite. I hate to schedule something in conflicts of both of your employments.
Yeah. The last time that I had talked to Caitlin, she's working up in Brookings. Is that correct, Amanda? So.
Make a resolution to the,
yeah. Motion to schedule a meeting.
Yeah.
It just can be called by.
Yeah. As long as we're good. So, yeah, I mean, we've gone through that. So if it is acceptable to the council and we want to do that, the 18th is homecoming in Tyndall, so at Bonhomme High School. I'm sorry, I used it. So let's definitely try to stay away from Friday afternoons and that Friday afternoon. And we can walk out accepted that we will do it between the 15th, no earlier than 8 a.m. and no later than 1 p.m. on Friday the 18th. And this next week, please ensure that we get our calendars scheduled so that I can publish it and we can have the agenda published in plenty of time. These, as of today, are the only two items that are second reading and then the RC. So if we're okay with that, then we can move on and ensure that you get those dates when you're available, dates and times, to the finance office.
Yeah, because you'll now be over at the
football game. Yeah, that's why we'll stay away from the homecoming. But I would ask, the closer we get to the 15th, that's the quicker we can address the trail bed. And we can get that moving. So.
Okay, you're saying 17th, 0800 to no later than
15th. 15 to 18.
And no later than 1 on the 18th. Is that correct?
Correct. And that is so that we can, primarily the closer to the 15th, the quicker we can deal with that bed. It's not a very large project, so we can deal with that. Yes, you still have that time yet.
As soon as I know, I'll let you know, Amanda.
Okay. Next items on the agenda then is the personal policy manual, section 5.
Do we need to make a motion on that?
No. Okay. We just, it's within those date ranges. So once we get us coordinated, then I'll just call the meeting. So, section 5, hours of work. Turn that over again to Amanda at the HR.
Okay. This section of policy was shared. There was a little bit of discussion, and the one policy that did change or update, I handed out to you prior to the meeting for policy PP 5.3.1 for attendance. So I don't know if there are any other questions, but I heard no questions.
And just on policy 5.6, I have no concerns with the updated on 5.3.1. No concerns with any of the other policies. It's just in 5.6. Excuse me, no, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. 5.9, the flexible work arrangements. I think any type of flex work arrangements, when you're talking about remote work, changes somebody's schedule, compressed work week, all of that needs to be recommended to the Common Council for a final. Right? What you have here is you're leaving it up to the managers, but when you're dealing with changing work schedules on a full-time permanent basis, I think it should be the Common Council makes that recommendation. I also think when you change somebody's schedule from regular Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 or whatever, 8 to 5, or you're dealing with a remote work schedule. In my past employment, when we would negotiate compressed schedules or flexible schedules, we always had a probationary time. And that gives a time for management and labor to ensure that it is a good fit, not only for the employee, but also for the work environment, other employees. And that would be my recommendation is make the Common Council the final approval and also have a temporary, like 3-6 month probationary period just to check it out, make sure it works. That's my suggestion on 5.9. But as far as the other policies, I have no concern with any of it.
Okay, so on in the first paragraph, the last sentence, we go, flexible arrangements are not entitlements. All requests are evaluated based on job requirements, operational impact, and Common Council recommendation.
I think the manager needs to present, the manager needs to be involved in that.
Okay, so take out the and.
Mm-hmm.
And then have operational impact, manager approval, and upon Common Council recommendation.
Recommendation or approval?
Approval. Sorry.
Have a manager recommendation.
To the Common Council.
Okay. You're right.
Okay.
Okay. So that sentence would now read, flexible arrangements are not entitlements. All requests are evaluated based on requirements, operational impact, manager recommendation, and Common Council approval.
The recommendation, the manager should present the recommendation to the Common Council for the final.
Would you like that one?
Can we table this?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to, because there's a couple other things in there. And the first that we're going to need to make sure to research is whether or not the council has that authority under. I'm not there that the charter says you can go from a city employee supervisor and jump over the mayor, that is the CEO of the city, and go to the council.
I would think you would be, the mayor would be part
supervisor, but ultimately be the recommender.
Yes, the department head should go to you, and you should present to the Common Council.
Yep.
We'll update the chain.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think the employee goes directly to the
council. It needs to go through your chain of command. The department head's chain of command would be the mayor, and the mayor's chain of command would be the Common Council.
And then the second thing here, we kind of have this in two different places, and I think we need to deconflict what we're talking about. 5.5 is titled flex time.
Yes.
It's very simple. It just says the city reserves the right to authorize flexibility where appropriate and necessary to do that. And then 5.9 is the flexibility. I'll explain real quick where I'm going, and then you guys can definitely talk about it. Personally, I think, from my position, I think we're talking about two different things. I think we're talking the immediate thing where, you know, something happens this week, somebody goes out, something changes. That's not going to come to the council. I think 5.9 is when you're talking about doing a long-term thing, remembering that we do have a position such as the police department that aren't going to. They're essentially going to be 24 hours, and they just submit a I think. So I think we need to make sure that clarification is out there.
And that was one of the things I had first is I was going down the same road. I was thinking this flex time was a permit. And then when, after discussion, I realized, no, we're dealing with, this is a maybe once a week or whenever, you know, not once a week, once a month or once a year, where the other is permit.
Well, what we do in the city and what the employees do. I don't think it's got to be, there has to be lots of flexibility because at any point in time, storm went through the other night and our city street department was out. So clearly those are things that are going to happen, whether you want to call that flex time or however that gets worked out amongst the employee and the HR group and everything. I think when you're talking the 5.9, that would be what we would need to define as. You start out, this is just your normal work week, and then obviously any other, other duties as assigned or come up. I mean, we have to do that. So if you want to do that. And then, I'm not entirely sure we want to get nailed down to too much. We definitely want to have something, but not be so determinant that,
to have the flexibility of flex time.
Yeah, to have the flexibility of flex time, yeah.
I think maybe we need a definition of what flex time is and what a flexible schedule is. Maybe that's what the terminology needs to be.
Or maybe we need to just go back and say, these are the normal hours of the city. Mm-hmm. And if it's 8 o'clock to 3:30 or 8 o'clock to 5, that's just the normal hours, and these are the normal work hours. So
not offering any flex schedule, compressed schedule to employees?
No, I think we need to offer, but we need to start with if we don't have the normal hours, how do we offer flexible hours? You know what I mean?
I think we need to skip the table.
Yeah, we're not ready for it because we got two different
I think we need to get the definitions clarified here first.
At least from my side, just understand. If we're going to have flexible hours, we have to have something that says this is the normal hour.
Yeah. You could go with seasonal. Summertime, you've got much more sunlight, so 4 10-hour days may be appropriate, where the wintertime, when it's dark, back to that 8-hour schedule.
Yeah, things like that. That kind of. The water plant runs every day of the year, so it's something that needs to be others, because there obviously are certain positions where it's awkward. Mm-hmm. Can be offered
to them. Okay, then, you know, you said the flexible hours, like during the summertime and so forth, but to me, if you're going to have the flexible hours, then don't have these, you know, like the street department out there when it's 195 or 100 degrees out there working or cutting lawn or doing whatever, you know. I think Donnie generally comes in about 6:30 in the morning, and then, you know, work until noon, and then get the afternoon off when it's darn hot. Because they don't need to be out there, as far as I'm concerned, possibly getting a heat stroke or something. Even though, you know, both of them are very... They're grown men and valuable to drink a lot of fluids and so forth, but we don't need to have anybody. That's my concern, for the flex hours and everything, you know. And then, you know, during the summertime, if he wants to work from 6 until noon, that's fine. So, or 6 until 2.
Yeah, definitely needs to be tabled. This is the toughie because we don't have that many positions and they're specialized and varied. And there's got to, we have to ensure that it's not something that, what is flex hours versus flex time. And, you know, they've got to be able to do their normal job. I don't think what the normal job is. There's a water leak. You go deal with a water leak. So.
And that's what I'm hearing. We're talking two different things right now.
Yeah.
And we need to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Terminology.
Defining what is a flexible work arrangement.
So are we going to table all of Papa 5, or are we just going to table Papa 5.5 and 5.9?
Yes, I'm sorry. I put tables, I think, in your mind.
You did.
Yeah, I meant we're used to using that terminology. We had a finance officer that went to training and corrected us.
My thought is, since this is the first time it's just being presented, rather than try to piecemeal it out at this point in time, just postpone the whole section. Since there's at least two different pieces in here that need to get picked up.
Well, after further review, we might find where it leads into other areas that we're not catching at this point.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So. That's my recommendation. We both postpone for further and ongoing research until October 3, equity.
October 5.
October 5. That's an awesome day in the history of the universe.
Okay, I'm going to make the motion to postpone personal policy manual, section 5, hours of work as presented. Yes, on October 5. Thank you.
Second.
Steve has made the motions. Cheryl has seconded to postpone personal policy manual, section 5, hours of work, as presented to the October 5. Any additional discussion or comments? Before we vote again, I'll ask the council or remind them, please don't disrupt it and let it go. HR kind of does this, and the man that's going to work through it and update it, send it out, please be sure to be looking at it. So we're ready. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So that is postponed until afterwards. Next up is authorization to attend Secure South Florida Cyber Training September 30th, 2026. That is at Wagner for city employees. I went to the one in Sioux Falls in July. That's run by the same folks that are doing our Secure South Dakota transition the software. They're on a Dakota State, same ones do the boundary fence. It's a very good 4 hours. Really focuses a lot on the work items, things like email and phishing and all of those different things that can very easily causing problems,
so it's that September 30th. It runs from 9 to noon, I believe. And then Sheila, Kelly, and I were looking to go. Especially since Wednesday mornings were closed anyway, and maybe don't.
But Leslie will be taking your spot, right?
We're closed Wednesday.
They're closed on
Thursday. They're only going to be gone half day. They're only going to be gone half day.
They'll be working. They'll be working.
Okay.
They'll
be, you know how much I end up coming down on Wednesday.
So it works out well. The original Sioux Falls, I think, in Aberdeen, so they're starting to add more so that the municipalities and the counties can get close to these.
And then we'll be in Sioux Falls,
Wagner.
Or Wagner.
Short trip over. So. Okay, is there any action on that then for those three individuals?
I make a motion to approve Kayla, Kelly, and Amanda to attend the Secure South Dakota Cybersecurity Training, September 30th to Wagner, South
Dakota. I'll second.
So, Cheryl, make a motion to authorize the three city employees to attend the Secure Cyber Security Training, December 30th, 2026, in the Wagner. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Motion passes, and any schedules for the office adjusted accordingly for the public. Okay, next two items are two alcohol permits, special event alcohol applications. The first one, the Springfield Chamber for October 3, which is Saturday, for the Fall Festival. The Chamber is going to be serving their alcohol for that. Two things, this does have the description as the event on Block 789 of 8th Street with this Main Street, which the request, I believe, has been approved from the community center all the way down to the grocery store / soon-to-be-open general store for the events throughout the day and schedules there. This facility is an alternate for some of those in the afternoon in the event of a weather issue, so that could some of that could get moved here. So
that's why I was just wondering, to approve this, we do have the blocks. Does that
have
the buildings in the block area? We don't need to put like a little amendment on there if it goes to the community center.
On the license itself, we were going to put,
in case
could be a secondary.
Okay.
This is the all. For some, if it does get to that, it'll be a reduced a little bit, but they still have the chili cook-off and some music they would have here, so it's not a wash. The PTO will move the Fall Festival of vendors to the school. So we have that one, which I guess are two separate ones, so we'll do two separate motions.
Hey, I want to make a motion to approve Norm's October 3, 2026 Fall Festival special event on sale alcohol license. Did I say that right? Somebody blocked somebody's bald head is blinding me.
So.
I think it should amend to include Doug's
Food Center. Yeah, because I was just going to say it also includes Norm's Incorporate and Doug's Food Center on the application. This one. The other one just says Norm's.
Okay.
Norm's.
Well, wait a minute now. This one says Norm's on the 30th, but the one that I approved on October 3rd says Norm's and Doug's Food Center. But it don't, unless maybe, did I read it wrong?
You're right. So, the October 3rd one is the requester is the chamber. The two establishments that may serve alcohol would be Norm's Inc. and Doug's Food Center.
Okay.
So, that's correct.
I thought maybe I missed it or my eyeballs were.
We just need fried. Amendment. Yeah, because it's not on that motion, so. It will be Norm / that does the motion.
Okay.
So Steve's made the motion to accept Norm's Inc. and Doug's Food Center, October 3, 2026 Fall Festival special event on sale alcohol license as presented. Carol, I seconded. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those who say nay. That passes. The next one is, again, from the Springfield Chamber, specifically from the establishment of Norm's Inc. for the Chamber of High Stakes Bingo that's in this building October 30th, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Action on that one, please.
I make a motion to approve the Springfield Chamber for October 30th, 2026 at the Springfield Community Center, Norm's Incorporate. Special stakes or high stakes bingo special event.
I'll second. So, Cheryl made the motion. Larry and second is to accept the Norm's October 30th, 2026 High Stakes Bingo special event on sale of all license as presented. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no, nay. So that passes. Next item is the surplus list.
Which you'll find that on page 46 of your packet, listing of the items that we like to.
For the laptop skipped to the store, they would be wiped of all information?
Yep. Yep. Everything would be cleaned up.
Okay. And they would be sold on, what is it, do we have an auction? No. What's
that
the process?
Later.
Yeah, first the surplus, and then later we'll determine. Like the laptops, they may not be sold. We just take them to like TC Scrappers and get the $5 from them.
Okay.
Yeah. So if somebody's going to Sioux Falls, things like that. Say that, which would be kind of standard for any electronics they take there that we can recycle. Some other ones we'll likely need committees to do the estimate.
Do a board of appraisers or anything. We just need to do the surplus as the first.
It's the first item. So, and then ensure that depending upon their condition, they may just be scrapped or their surplus for sold, or we can do the auction. Or in the case of the firearms, the two pistols, we'll probably, that'll be a little different.
It depends on how long they're appraised at.
Yeah.
And what we can do according to the law.
And then we'll follow any firearm sales.
When do you need the three appraisers?
Yesterday. I'll make a motion to approve the presented list of property for the surplus.
There a second?
Second.
So Larry's made the motion to approve the surplus items as listed, as presented. Steve seconded. Is there any other questions or discussions?
I'm sorry.
Nope, go ahead.
I should have asked sooner. The appraisers all have to be property owners within the city limits?
That's the next item.
Okay.
Well,
sorry.
Yes.
Honestly, because of.
We don't have the names yet, but yes, it's great.
They
have to be property owners.
It's within the city of Springfield. Okay.
So, again, Larry made a motion, Steve seconded to approve the surplus list as presented. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Both nay. That passes. So then Amanda can explain the next step, but yes, the next step is.
So at this time, I need to postponing. So, maybe October
5th. Is this something that if we find somebody that may be interested just to come and talk to you?
Yeah.
So I can give them your number.
There's a couple of things on there too that you know, generally most of the stuff anybody can do, and we certainly would welcome anybody. There's a couple things on there like the street sweeper, obviously a little more. It's not going to go for $10,000, but that might be something that. And do that because we're not going to know what that thing is. I have a feeling we'd be surprised how much it might pick up. Auctions tend to do that. So we will deal with that again. We can get at least more than three meetings. Yes, a little bit back. Okay, with that, there are two things for discussion with no action. First item is the revolving loan fund update. I should probably get out of the way for this one.
I'm still reviewing the documents and trying to get up to speed with changes in the law. So I don't have any input on those at this
are there significant changes in law that you're identifying?
Since 1991, I think there may be. I'm still trying to figure out just what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. So, can I say a month was the hazard mitigation plan project discussion? And I went to the meeting, so I let her kind of talk about what this process is and where we're at.
Basically, we have, it doesn't have to be a formal motion, but just to look over and discuss the hazard mitigation plan for the project selection that was discussed at the meeting at the county commissioners in August. So that's on page 47. The proposed projects for Springfield are the continued participation in the National Flood Insurance Program, the stormwater improvements for College 9th and Elm, which we already kind of have on the plans, acquiring the generator, still working on that grant to hopefully acquire that generator for this building, participate with the county in the Storm Ready Program, looking forward to, you know, tornado shelter construction. I know we had talked, you know, about, like, improvements at the park, and that might be something to also include as part of it. And then participating with the county for the fireways program and outreach to educate people about water conservation. So those were just the items that were brought up, that were discussed, that had been on the previous hazard mitigation plan. And so this next step is just to say that it's been presented. And
maybe I missed it, but normally if you have a building that is supposed to be your storm shelter, where are the labels or whatever for this building? Because normally isn't it like a tornado on it, and it says tornado what?
Yeah, and they are those city buildings that are designated shelters or have been in the past by emergency management have the signs on them, like fire department building. Actually, the community center, the old community center, the PTC building, yeah. They're outside this building.
Okay, so they're on all three of the buildings. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, and there may be other ones, but those three are.
Okay. Like I said, I may have missed it.
I don't necessarily know what standard was used when they designated them. I'd say that this is probably not a tornado building, but yes, they're designated.
And then also, doesn't it have to have the building for, this is how many people that can be involved in here?
And who would be standing outside the county if you do have a storm?
Yeah.
A bunch of dummies. It's coming down.
These storm shelters open. Are they open?
Yeah.
When they're needed to be out.
10 o'clock at night.
And then we put it out. So if it's here in the school, and then we use Bright Arrow. They're not open every time, but they are open periodically. Generally the school or the fire department.
Periodically wouldn't necessarily correlate to a storm like we had the other day where
correct.
Sirens went off or you have a warning.
Correct. Yeah, they're not always going to be open on that short of a notice. We don't have the manpower to do that kind of stuff, so. Right, you got to tell.
Essentially not effective.
Well, they're effective. We've had them open multiple times, and we have advanced warning. And it gets put out by Bright Arrow. So. Okay, any other things you can see on there? Stormwater improvements for College 9th and Elm. That would be the next big street project coming down the road. So, and as far as our generator for this building, we are still somewhere in Washington, D.C. in a FEMA office. But we did just get left our last FEMA submission. That was 2 years ago. We did just make that was progress. This is ongoing. District 3 is driving a lot of that mitigation plan for all of the counties. All right. Any other business? I don't believe we have any. So
comments allowed them now, Scott, or not?
Pardon?
Comments allowed them now.
I'm going to go over one thing, and then okay. And it does look like we have a personnel executive session item. So I just want to cover one thing. I kind of had this buried under paperwork when we came to the budget. I was looking at some numbers for sales tax. The July 2026 numbers were recently published, and I do want to make sure that this is stated for the record for the city. In July 2026, our municipal sales tax, which is our 2%, came in at $55,095, $2.7 million of taxable sales. This is 83% higher, almost double from July last year. That's a very good news story. The number one thing that we're having is in the wholesale trade is in durable goods, which was about $1 million for sales. That pretty much specifically is Rushco. And they're having a very, very good year. I know they hit their first $2 million a month earlier in this year. So they are pushing a lot of sales tax money in that comes into the city. The other thing that came out of that, the retail side, which is another highlight, we had about $800,000 in sales and other retail. So that does include anytime you order from Amazon or any catalog sale, you look at the sales tax, but 6.2% or it comes out, we're obviously getting sales tax from that. But where it was really impressive was in food. So the grocery store was probably a lion's share of this. You could start to pick out. It had a very good month, $158K between probably the grocery store and some Casey's. And then eating and drinking places, however that got distributed out, was about $260,000. To me, that says people are coming to this town and they're spending money, whether it's on Main Street, one of the two places on Main Street, Casey's Pizza Sales, donuts probably come into play with that. We've got a couple caterers in town that are doing things too. So those are exceptionally strong. We were the number one municipality in the county by about $400,000 in July, which is also another highlight. I think at least one place in Tyndall is probably being negatively impacted by the road construction on Highway 50. So that will probably grow a little bit, but that was an exceptionally good month, an exceptionally high one. That's people coming here to do that.
Was this July or August?
July. August number
4th of July celebration.
So, again, compared to last year, to have that kind of jump, it is good. That means folks came here. Folks probably were coming from out of town, definitely, and doing stuff, and we have a very good manufacturing plant to support. So, to more again, if you ask folks in town or organizations or whatever, the more folks we can get here, the better. We have employees. So that's going into this, but then we also have a very healthy tourism culture coming into town that we are yet to really cap. So that's very good, very good sign for us. So with that, what did you have for a comment?
Well, I just think you guys are going into an executive session, and I think it'd be a courtesy to our council members. I'm sure if they're not getting questions now, they're going to on what Will's doing. And just give them a brief so they, when somebody asks the question, yeah, he can do it and this is why. But there's a lot of people in town that are like, you can't do that. Well, unfortunately, a lot of it he can. But it'd be nice if our council could say, well, yeah, this is, he can. But just have, a little bit of something.
We all hear what you're saying, and we all understand it. There are just always things that, unfortunately, can't be said or the reasons why we go to executive session?
No, he's saying, like, so the council knows how to, when people address them about the situation with that out there, the council knows how to respond. Because there's a lot of people that don't understand that, while yes, it's a First Amendment right, there.
And there's
that's
yeah, I guess I'm saying, if Scott left with a good comment, I hope the council can do something about it.
Sure.
I'm sure she's going to ask that question.
Sure.
And it'd be nice if the councilman that she asked it to could say yes in executive session. This was explained to us by our legal counsel.
If it happens in executive, we can't release that. It'd be something that you'd have to tell us. Public, right? It's confusing.
Not necessarily. I mean, it depends. I can educate you on the law, and that's not subject to executive privileges. There are certain things that can't be shared.
Right.
Specific actions.
This is not on for executive session tonight, so we're going to talk about a personnel issue, but I understand. And I'll see if I can make it through this without doing something. There are certainly interactions that can be done. You can paint whatever you want and your own expression on a billboard, a sign, whatever. That is well accepted. Constitutional right to do that. We all have that right. We also all have to understand when you do that, you can, may, and may someday be held accountable for what you put on that, something like that, when you express yourself. But it is very clear for the Constitution that you can't do that. And where or how it is directed, those become a little different if you can become a little more individual on each person for items like that. So not sure if that's a grand explanation. Why can you do it? Because we're the United States of America, and that's what we can do, and that's something that we all have to accept. That if you don't like somebody else's opinion, that's why we're the country that we are. And you don't have to like it, but you have to respect the ability to do it and to be able to say it. I do like the fact that it gets done. And that we have that expression. I spent 31 years in uniform, so I have been to a lot of places where you can't do that, and I understand being able to do something like that is something that we all get to do, whether we get to sit here. The fact that you can also sit here and say you don't like it is very important. So as far as that, the city is concerned, yes, it doesn't, it reflects on the individual. It's not necessarily the city, but it is something that can be done. And there really is
Scott, I think that's a great answer. And I just would like the council people to be able to present the same thing you just did. Because I think that clarifies a lot with people, but yeah, we're doing our job, man. This is the way it is.
Yeah. And it manifests itself in different places. So thanks for asking the question and make sure that we can do that. There are obviously nuances in there. It's my name on it. So there's the things that I can probably do, but for individuals. But as a whole, I enjoy that freedom and freedom that you can write a letter and you can put it in the paper and you can hey, what is said. But the fact that you can do that is an important aspect of being able. We all have responsibility on how we handle that, and some more so than others. But no, thanks. That is a good question to try to explain why you can. Yeah, you just can't. And we don't ever want to be in a place where you can just run out and say you can't do that and start arresting and throwing people in prison. Because that could be you tomorrow. Best way, I think one of the better ways to go forward is to, number one, respect that and take care of yourself and your property and how you do it. And those things will take care of themselves, I believe. Do that. So the rest of the stuff, sit here and call me names. I don't care. 26. 38 years ago, within a week or so, I was standing in Fort Benning and I learned that. That's pretty weak ass stuff. And then after 8 weeks, realized it.
Did you go to Fort Benning? Didn't you? Weren't you in the Army? That's what I thought.
The Air Force. That's the Air
Force. You're the Air Force. San Antonio?
July.
No!
No!
It
was
really fun.
Best time I ever had was turning 18 in basic training. Because nobody knows you turn 18, especially the drill sergeant. That's what happened with Virgin Park.
I turned 18 in Sandy at 32nd Street on my birthday, so
I every time was here.
Yeah.
Both can appreciate that. The shape I had when I was 18 and never came back.
That's 70 years. Yeah, I just thought it was an
I was in Georgia in August. Oh, God, that was miserable. And I don't know which was San Diego or Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Does that help me answer? I don't know if I
can. Yeah, that's my concern that
you're going to answer.
Yeah. There are legal recourses for, individuals or property owners, certainly the training orders, things like that. That are real things. As far as the city as a whole, there really isn't a whole lot that we'd want to take to limit that freedom to do things. So.
Can I ask a question to a comment you just made? You said there are legal resources. Are there legal resources that you personally could take and you're choosing not to?
I will certainly not comment on that. The bills are mine. There? So. I guess we have an executive session for a personnel item.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second.
Okay, it is now 2 p.m. We are now in executive session, so we'll move down the hall.